Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit Tip, the latest miracle weight loss supplement. Now, for those of you who have listened to my show before, I assume most of you read the title and the red flags went up right away, as they should have. Yes, this is the most clickbait title I will probably ever use, but I'm doing it for a purpose. The amount of money wasted, spent on products, supplements that don't work is astounding. So this is a quick fit tip. Going to go through it quickly. The scam industry. And as I was researching this quick fit tip, I realized I have to do a whole podcast, a longer one, on just the scams that are out there, because it's not just supplements. So I'm going to do this fit tip on supplements and look for a much longer show on products and creams and things like that are just scams. They're scams. Now, again, you should have read that title, hopefully, and that word miracle should have jumped right out, and even latest. And so that's how I'm going to start out. When you see a product advertised that has words in it, like breakthrough, miracle, even terms that are associated with metabolism, metabolism boosting, metabolism reset, red flags should go up right away. They are drawing you in and scamming you. And the incredible thing about these products is they're expensive. They cost nothing to make, by and large, because there's nothing in them except placebo-type elements, for the most part. And the ones that have stuff in them, generally dangerous. I will talk about that at the end. And I'm going to give you two examples, two widely known examples of these scams. So who remembers Sensa? Okay, this was a powder that you were supposed to sprinkle on your food that was going to enhance the smell and the taste. And what did that do? It was supposed to make you eat less and lose weight without dieting. Okay, one of the biggest scams in recent history, that made the most money. There's so many scams. All right, they made $364 million in 4 years. $364 million in 4 years. According to the FTC, it's probably more because these people hide the money. Unbelievable. And the claim was, again, users will feel full faster, so they eat less and lose weight without dieting and without changing their exercise regime. It promised 30-pound weight loss. Now, that is the biggest red flag. Because even the couple products that might work a little bit, again, topic for another show, the weight loss is generally minimal. It is generally prescription, and you still have to do diet and exercise. So if you ever see a product that promises weight loss without diet and exercise, please save your money. Please don't waste time. Okay, Sensa product was ordered to pay $26.5 million. As part of a $46.5 million judgment. So they make so much money, they hide the money, then they get the fine, which isn't that big relative to what they made on the product, and then they oftentimes say they can't pay it. So in this case, they, I think, ended up paying half of what the judgment was, roughly half, $46.5 million. They were ordered to pay $26. They made $364 that they admitted to. But these are not generally upstanding people. They hide the money, they make it really quickly, and they're gone. All right, the other one I want to just give you, and there are so many, green coffee extract. Now, this made it to the Dr. Oz show, and this, you know, wasn't good for Dr. Oz's reputation, and this promised to eliminate 10% of your body weight, okay? Based on a study that, and I quote, was so hopelessly flawed that no reliable conclusions could be drawn from it. Okay? This green coffee extract promised substantial weight loss and fat loss, promised you would lose 17.7 pounds. I love the 0.7, 10.5% of your body weight and 16% of your body fat with or without diet and exercise in 22 weeks. They were ordered to pay $3.5 million, a drop in the bucket relative to what they made, I am sure. You will never lose weight without diet and exercise, even with, as I said, the pharmaceutical drugs. The pharmaceutical drugs. And how do most prescription weight loss drugs work? Decreasing appetite or increasing your feelings of fullness. So it's not burning fat. It's not increasing your metabolism. Some do both. And one exception is orlistat. And that, again, a topic for another day, although I don't want to cover it in great detail because it interferes with your absorption of fat. So this is the one where you better be close to a bathroom and you better not eat too much fat or you're going to run into major issues. Oh my gosh, and I have stories about that that I'm just not going to share with you. Not personal experience, but people have told me about accidents they had trying products with orlistat. Okay, so you will never find a product that allows you to spend $69 a month or whatever it is and lose weight without diet or exercise. Please don't waste your money. And if it says you can eat whatever you want, run the other way because that's the only way you're going to burn calories. And finally, there's no such thing as a free trial. That's how they get you in. Oh, you're going to get those free bottles, right? Yeah, they get your credit card. You got to get the credit card first. Then try to get out of that. Charging your card over and over. And by the time they find these companies and find these companies, it's too late. And you can't get your money back because they've hidden the money already. So please, I apologize for the title. I apologize for the clickbait title to get you in, but it's for a reason. The amount of money wasted, the number of people who have asked me about this latest, greatest, latest, no. You will read about it, hear about it on the news, in reliable publications. And let me leave you with this, actually. Because of social media, there are fake news sites. They will grab pictures of celebrities because, again, the fines are so negligible relative to how much money they can make. So you need to be more cautious than ever before. And now you know. All you need to know is if it sounds too good to be true, kind of like the way you should go through life, it is. If it says no diet, if it says no exercise, if it says fat burning, metabolism boosting, latest breakthrough, run the other way. That's it. I just saved you so much money. And listen, my final thought on this is even if they ever came out with a pill, which I don't believe would ever happen without serious side effects, and Fen-Phen back in the day, people died, heart valve issues. There's always a cost. We were not meant to take pills to lose weight. We were meant to move and move frequently. So if there was a pill that stopped us from moving and moving frequently, our mental health would suffer immeasurably. Our health would suffer immeasurably. We need to exercise. It is not just about weight loss. Now, I know you say, well, I just want that initial boost. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So save your money. Spend your money on healthy food. Spend your money on exercise equipment. And you will be so much better off and so much happier. There you have it. Quick fit tip. Latest miracle weight loss product doesn't exist. And yes, as I said at the start, I will do one on, there's so many other great, crazy products and stories, creams, electric stimulation, all that kind of fun stuff. I'll cover that as well, but not today. All right, there is no pill. Don't go to your supplement store. Don't buy anything online that promises what I outlined at the beginning. All right, please rate the show if you have not. Subscribe if you have not. Reach out if you want to. Tom H. Fit is my Twitter and Instagram, Tom H. Fit. You can go to fitnessdisrupted.com. Email me through the site as well. Thank you so much for listening. Truly appreciate it. Want you to have your best life. I want you to be as healthy as possible. Just read a great comment from someone on the podcast, and it was just about how, you know, commonsensical and brutally commonsensical my show is. And yes, I could give you deep, deep exercise science and all that kind of stuff that's not going to really help you when it comes to what you need to do every day. I'm going to distill it down, and I'm going to give you the most actionable advice that you can use, because that's what it's all about. All right? No weight loss pills. Go buy fruit and vegetables and lean sources of protein and healthy fats. All right. Thank you for listening. Remember, there are three things we control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. Let's throw in a fourth one just for the heck of it for this show only: what we spend our money on. Spend your money on things you know are going to work, healthy food, and things that make you move more. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.